This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Radio, my name is Pam Hlongo, and I'm your host on the Hlanganani Midday Show. As I promised you, it's Tuesday. So this Tuesday, I have joined by my three guests, Mr. Xaba, Ms. Khumalo, and Mr. Shozi on the show. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Before we start with the interview, can you just introduce yourself to the audience, to MUT audience?
Ngibingelele, and greetings to the MUT audience. My name is Mangaye Xaba, President and CEO of the Goodman Foundation, based here in Durban.
Oh, okay.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning. My name is Hleliwe Khumalo. I am a lecturer at UKZN in the discipline of community development.
Morning, MUT family. My name is Dr. Mfano Zoleshozi. I'm a deputy director at the Community Engagement and Development Directorate here at Mangosuthu University of Technology.
Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. What a lovely surprise. I've been expecting this interview because we'll be talking about all things activation. I had Dr. Mhlaka 16 day of activism program, and ukuthi kuzobe khona ke izobe lapha SME Hall. Can you just maybe roughly talk about the event?
Once again, good day, and it's our singular honor to be here and be hosted by you, Njomane, ezindlini zakho zokusakaza. Thank you so much for having us and for affording us this opportunity. And as we are all aware that the world is gearing up to observe the 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. Just a little bit of the background of this campaign. It was established in 1991 by women organizations that were really taking leadership and in addressing matters that affect women in general. And this cause and campaign was adopted by United Nations, of which it has over 180 member countries. So as we are building up and preparing to observe, this is part of the global community that says it's time now we do something about ensuring that there is equality, there is no abuse of women, there is no abuse of children. There is many other activities that happens during these 16 days of activism. It usually commences on the 25th of November up until the 10th of December. So we are quite excited. We've come on board with Mangosuthu University of Technology, as well as University of KwaZulu-Natal. There's many other stakeholders, including Wear Your Brand Foundation, Umngeni Water. You will see as we build up, it's very exciting. And we will be launching an initiative called the Unite Initiative Against Gender-Based Violence and Femicide as part of observance of 16 days. So we've got three dates that are key for us. There is the 3rd of December, where we will be congregated here at Mangosuthu University of Technology at the SEME Hall, where we'll have plenary sessions, different aspects on a number of topics that will be addressed on the day. We'll have, of course, keynote welcoming address by our Vice Chancellor here at MUT. And we will also be looking forward to receiving some ministerial team from the Department of Higher Education that will grace the event and give the keynote address. Let me stop there for now and just also, this is Goodman Foundation, Mangosuthu University of Technology, and University of KwaZulu-Natal. It's so exciting to collaborate and partner with such great leading institutions Oh my God. Over to you, colleagues.
Ms. Khumalo, can you just take it and just maybe for just quite some time, right? Mr. Usekulumil about the event and the key values of the event. What is your role in the event?
Okay, so our role as UKZN is obviously we're working in collaboration with the Goodman Foundation alongside MUT and also other relevant stakeholders, right? So we have went about sort of collaborating or calling on our students to join this important event that's happening on the 3rd. So we are in liaison with the SRC members, and we are obviously, for this particular event, we're calling on the boys or men on campus to partake, right? Because it's very important to have them at the forefront of, you know, gender-based violence issues or the 16 days that we're going to be commemorating, right? So that's just our main role, right? Is to call on our students to be part of this important event that's going to be taking place, and to, you know, ensure that they're part of it and they also understand what it is about.
Sure. I love it because you touch about aban besilisa, because as we are living in South Africa, aban besilisa bona bakhula bagweba abona bophehle bodlame, and ngithanda kakhulu lokho. And of course sisebenzisa nama SRCs and kuzogwemeka kakhulu indaba yodlame kwama institutions ethu, UKZN and of course eMangosuthu. Mr. Xaba, if you can touch maybe kwama a key value or the mission, yeah, your e-activation let's be called 25.
Well, thank you so much for that question. Firstly, maybe let me also highlight the fact that women have been in the forefront when it comes to fighting these matters, issues. As I've indicated, that 16 days was established, formed by women. And as South Africa, as part of the global community, we observed it. And we also note that we've got Women International Day, that's usually March 8th, that celebrated the strength, resilience, and of women who are contributing towards whether it's in economy, whether it's in politics, whether it's in academia. That day is observed globally. And then we've got, in our South African context, Women's Month, of which again we celebrated the strength of women of 1961 who marched to union buildings, women of all ages, color, culture, etc. But then you ask yourself, throughout the calendar year, where are the men, you know, in these issues? Where are the men? So part of this activation on the 3rd of December, we want to shine and zoom to shine a spotlight on young men. We want to see young men. You know, statistically, higher learning institutions battling with the issues of gender-based violence. We want to create a positive culture of honor, culture of respect, you know, a culture where our young men understand if a young lady says no, that no is a no. She doesn't have to repeat herself simply because the young man has been raised to understand some of these values. Thank you.
Mr. Shoes, let me just come to you, and I want to touch on your role during activation.
Thanks to Goodman Foundation for approaching MUT and UKZN to come together and collaborate on this very important event. Community engagement was actually asked by VC to coordinate these activities. So what we're doing it on behalf. So our role here is to ensure that we call upon all MUT staff and MUT students to actually come to the event. But coming to the event is first come, first serve basis, because there are about 300 people. We understand that it would be the festive season will be activated. I think it's important for us to talk about these issues during the festive season.
True.
Because most of violence happen, if you look at the states over the weekends and also during this festive season. Therefore, it's important for us also to help. So we call upon our students, MET students, more especially those students who will be in the rest at the time. We know that there will be sporting events happening around those dates. So there will be lots of presence going to be happening, but we invite them to come to Seme Hall on the 3rd between 9 and 2 to actually listen to those very powerful speakers and also contribute, because it's not only listening, and also contribute to the discussion that will actually be taking place. So we've actually activated around this hub, MUT hub, various schools. One of those schools is Comtech. We're going to get about 18 learners, including inclusive of teachers. We have Nduwenhle that is also coming, about 13 learners. We have about Enalin that is also coming, about 13 learners. We are going to also have civil society organizations that are part of the Mangosuthu Precinct who are in and around Mangosuthu to come and attend. But we call upon the majority of people supposed to attend this event as students. So we want to make sure that students come and they also attend and also staff members. So other units as well, when we leave this show, we're going to a meeting where we'll be planning. On the 18th, we'll be meeting with the VC, addressing the VC of where we are in terms of the plans and if he's going to actually give us a direction where we should actually go. So this is the event for MUT, and MUT should actually take charge of the event and work with the partners. Goodman Foundation is the lead and also work with the partners to ensure that we are able to actually reverse, fight the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide and other oppressive acts that people actually perpetrate against our humanity.
Thank you so much to the Goodman Foundation for just partaking with MUT and of course UKZN in such a great in initiative. And I will just come to you, Mr. Xaba. I would like to maybe I'm a closing remarks from the foundation and ePurpose for a person, for a student who's listening to MUT Radio right now, who want to be at the event.
Well, it's very simple. It's a journey that we are beginning. We want to have sustainable partnership for effective collaboration with the Mangosuthu University of Technology as well as a University of KwaZulu-Natal. So as you come here to be part of these activities, you are beginning a journey with a diverse audience, leaders, where we seek to build a new sustainable culture that will have an impact in eradicating gender-based violence and femicide. So we say, come and be part of the change that is needed at MUT. Come and be a positive influencer amongst your network, your friends. This can go as far as even in your community where you come from. So we thank you so much for having us, and we're looking forward to engaging you in person on the 3rd of December at Seme Hall. Thank you.
We definitely can't wait to meet all of you. And of course, you have to go and on my social media platform, MUT, will just do post there. Your activation to Zobinin. Ms. Kumalo, before I let you go, can you just, any closing remarks?
We are just really honored and grateful to the Goodman Foundation for putting us on board on this very important work. And we are looking forward to the events that are going to be taking place. And yeah. Let's end gender-based violence, right? Let's end any form of violence that is oppressive to humankind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sesi Val.
No, let me just invite MUT community, especially students and staff, to really RSVP on shows.mfanozelwe. They know how we use our emails when they say shows.mfanozelwe. And they must also send their responses there. Or they can phone our office, which is 031-819-9416, 031-819-9416. So they can send me, they can catch me on my Facebook, Mfano Zero Shows, Facebook.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence here on MUT Radio. And we're looking forward to no violence. Sitting no to violence. Was a pillow. Yeah, wasn't getting wild next year.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.